Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
Merry, Merry Christmas, and I have back again Pastor Paul Price. It doesn't seem like Christmas this year. It just came so quick for me.
Yeah, it did for me too. Yeah, I think time's just accelerating by us. You know, here it is, December already, and here we are on the verge of a new year already.
And when you get our age, Christmas changes. I say our age; we're in our 50s. We have grown children, grandchildren.
Yeah,
and then of course there's other sides of the family. People go in different directions, and so it takes on a different style than from the past Christmases.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's I don't mind it at all this way.
No, it's easier in some ways, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I love the Christmas holiday, but what I love is that everybody seems to put their best foot forward, and you get cards from people you haven't seen in 20 years, and, you know, for the older folks that don't do the Facebook, and it keeps you connected better. Mm-hmm. And so I just enjoy it.
Yeah, it's and when they send those cards, sometimes they tuck in a little note or something.
Yeah,
updates you what's going on in their lives, and that's always good to hear.
It is, and I love the food too. I always gain weight, which I can't afford to. But the sugar cookies—that's what gets me.
Really, you like sugar cookies?
Sugar cookies. And that's the only time of year I eat them is at Christmas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I can eat anything, you know. Uh-huh. I like it all. So it doesn't matter what it is. I can eat it.
Now, does your wife usually cook a big meal, or do you have specialty foods?
Well,
or both?
She does. Yeah, she does both. You know, one of the things that she does is kind of, I don't understand it, but she tries not to go traditional with sometimes. She'll make up a menu. I think we're going to have fried chicken this week. So,
wow.
Yeah, she likes to cook fried chicken, so. You know, and that whole process of time. And
finger licking good.
Yeah, she does. Uh-huh. Yeah, she can fry chicken. Matter of fact, I ate her chicken before I ever met her.
Okay.
One of the guys that I worked on the hall, with the Bible college at the hall, he worked at the same restaurant that Claudia worked at as a cook.
Okay.
And he would bring back food. And I worked at the nursing home, and I'd bring back food because I worked in food service. And we'd swap food out because he got tired of eating the same stuff. And here I ate my wife's cooking before I ever met her.
How about that?
Yeah.
So when you met her, you knew you had a cook.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Now, you have an anniversary. You just celebrated.
Yeah, just celebrate. 36 years.
36.
We got married in 1978.
Mm.
My mother-in-law said to me that it was only going to last for 2 years, and she passed away this year, too, as well. And I always used to tease her for a long time. I'd always add up. I always tell you, whatever year it was, and I tell her 2 plus whatever it was. So I didn't get to tell her 2 plus 34, but I did last year. And out of it, it's just the grace of God. Out of Claudia's family, my wife, all of her siblings have been married multiple times,
wow.
More than once.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't think we'd make it 2 years.
That is God's amazing. Good. That is amazing. And it is wonderful. I know I have a cousin. And he's in the ministry. He got married at 17, and his wife was 16. He got her pregnant out of wedlock. He backslid. They got married, and the whole family said, it won't last. It won't last. It won't last. They're still married today, four
Praise
children.
God.
So God can redeem anything.
Well, it's only the grace of God. I mean, mm-hmm. It takes two people who want to make a marriage. It takes two that want to make it happen.
Yeah.
It just don't happen by circumstances. And my wife could have left me many times through the process of time. Not because I've been unfaithful or anything along the way. It's just the stress and the strain
sure,
of the ministry.
Life. Yeah. It is. Now, did you have a Christmas wedding or just happen to get married at Christmas?
You know, I'm trying to think back. I don't think we had any Christmas trappings at our wedding at all.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking back on it. It was just at the Bible school I was going to at the time, they said you can only get married at Christmas or summer vacation.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to wait till summer to get married. So we got married at Christmas time and December the 22nd. And we got married that evening. It was a Friday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Finished my last finals at noontime, and I got married that evening.
Now, have you felt cheated over the years having it so close to Christmas, or does it make it
You know what? No, fun. I never felt cheated on it. Uh-huh. Sometimes it was difficult to celebrate because of all the things that takes place during the time. But never felt cheated on the aspect. It was kind of interesting because I'm from Pennsylvania. My wife is from Missouri. We did something really crazy. People probably think we're really nuts. We honeymooned in Branson. That's before Branson was what it is today.
Okay.
I rented a log cabin, a 3-bedroom log cabin. Uh-huh. The first night we went together, and my wife and I, and the next day we invited both, because our in-laws, uh-huh, both sides of our in-laws, was not going to spend that much time together in life. So I had this big old log cabin that had a loft in it, and we were upstairs, and we invited them to come down and spend the
rest of the honeymoon with
them. Yeah, because my parents were going to go back home, uh-huh, and we had our own place, our own bathroom and the whole nine yards upstairs, and they had 2 bedrooms downstairs, and let them spend time together.
And so you had Christmas there in the cabin as awesome.
It was a neat little place right south of Silver Dollar City on the peninsula down there in Branson, Missouri.
I've thought about that, you know, renting a cabin and just having a bunch of people, you know, come and spend Christmas with, you know, the families. But
one of the things that we've always done is try to reach out all down through our years, those who are by themselves, those who don't have any family.
Yeah.
We've always incorporated those in because holidays are difficult times.
Yes, they are.
No matter Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, the whole time is very difficult for them. And suicide levels are up more than any other time. And just try to be a family to them and help them through that time. And go beyond our blood and reach out to those that are hurting through this
time. Give to someone who can't give back to
you. Yeah, that's right.
It makes a difference. Yeah. We will be right back.
Let the heavens give him glory as the angels sing his praise. All creation exalt him. Savior born today. Let the heavens give him glory as the angels sing his praise. All creation exalt him. The Savior born today.
The prophets tell a story about a newborn king. Come behold his glory. Hear the angels sing. Wise men come to worship. First from afar, find him in a manger, beneath the Christmas star.
Let the heavens give him glory, as the angels sing his praise. All creation exalt him, the Savior born today. Let the heavens give him glory, as the angels sing his praise. All creation exalt him. Savior born today.
Shout it to the heavens. Let the earth proclaim. Born is our Redeemer. Praise his holy name. Joy is all ye faithful. Come and see the one. Born to save his people. It's Jesus Christ the Son.
Let the heavens give him glory. Sing his praise, all creation exalt him, the Savior born today. Let the heavens give him glory, as the angels sing his praise, all creation exalt him, the Savior born today. Today.
Christmas, and He's Alive is giving the gifts. Partners with your love gift of $20 or more in the month of December, we want to send you a special DVD entitled Sessions, Up Close and in the Studio. On this project, 12 of your favorite Southern Gospel artists and some of their most beloved songs, but watch them as they record live in the studio. You'll hear from the Booth Brothers, Sisters, Austin's Bridge, Judy Jacobs, Mark Lowry, The Crab Revival, Jeff and Sherry Easter, Legacy 5, Karen Peck and New River, Clint Brown, and Greater Vision. Get up close and in the studio with some of your favorite Southern Gospel artists and see just how the anointing falls as they record some of your most beloved songs. Send your best love gift to He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or online at he'salive.net. That's He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.
I love what you said before we went to the song about reaching out to someone. My grandfather used to do that. He was a butcher, and he would do food boxes. And I think they still make them. I see them more for dogs and cats than anything, but those knit stockings, or whatever, I call them knit stockings, but you know, that you hang by the fireplace.
Yep,
but it would have candy, and he would get one for each of the kids that the family would have, and he would do a food box. He would set it on the doorstep. He would knock on the door and run to his, you know, his vehicle and take off.
Wow.
and of course, he would feed them, poor people, Christmas.
Yeah.
And he did that for a number of people, and
praise God,
mainly people in the church that didn't have a lot. He would always make sure. And that did something for me. That did. I saw, wow. Back then, poor people got commodities. They didn't have food stamps, so they had to eat commodity eggs and commodity milk and, you know, cheese and stuff. And so it was such a treat for them to get a turkey or a ham or whatever. And I just think what you're saying, reach out to somebody. If you don't have the money to give a large gift, you can give of yourself.
Oh, yeah. Just inviting people to be with you means so much, because of the loneliness and everything, just to have them come and celebrate. And a lot of times, you know, you might be feeling blue, those out there listening, you might be feeling blue, but you know what? There's somebody a whole lot worse off than you close by. And they just need that, somebody reaching out to them and helping them. In our busy, hectic, paced life, we tend to overlook those that are not as fortunate as we are.
I know at Christmas time, my parents, we were talking before we went on the mic, we were not far from Southeastern Bible College. It's called, I think, Southeastern University today.
Yes.
But there was students that could not afford to go home who lived up north. And so Christmas Day, you know what we had?
Yeah.
We just had a lot of people over. And to me, at the time, I will honestly say, I resented it slightly because I thought, this is time for just our family. But looking back, how grateful I am. And I can just see them in the kitchen just excited, and Mom and Dad would make a place for them at the table. And it was just a blessing, and I learned from that.
Yeah.
I really did.
Yeah, hospitality is one of those lost arts today, and we need to practice hospitality, as Paul says in Romans chapter 12, without grumbling, to do it willingly and joyfully along the way.
Yeah.
And it's not always easy, because some people don't know how to receive hospitality, but those who are hurting really receive it, and receive it well.
I have found, just even Christmas shopping this year or in the grocery store, I'm telling people, not just the clerk, but everybody that I speak to, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
And it's, to some people, they look at you like, and they'll say Merry Christmas back with a confused look on their face. But just being friendly, because you don't know what people are walking through.
Yeah.
Just giving of yourself. What, we all have a word in our spirit. What word of the Lord do you have today? What scripture comes to mind?
You know, I think about what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. You know, we got to remind ourselves, he who was rich, yet for your sake became poor, that through his poverty we might become rich. And Paul speaks about it and brings it up again in Corinthians. He says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.
Yes.
And when we think of Christmas, out of everything that we can talk about, it's all about Christ. And his willingness to lay divinity aside and for our sake become, as you and I, human beings. and laying his life down for us, being tempted in all points just as we are, but yet without sin, as Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15 says. And mm-hmm. that through his poverty,
yes,
we become the children of God. And I thank God for that, because without him and what he did for us, our lives would have a whole different meaning and purpose.
Amen. We'll be right back.
breath of heaven, breath of heaven, breath of heaven.
We are going to the Lord in prayer, and I know there are a lot of people that are saying, I can't enjoy the holidays at this time. I've suffered loss. And the last time you were here, you shared, Pastor Paul, you lost your mother this past year. Your wife lost her mother.
Yeah, my mother-in-law and my father-in-law both died this year.
Wow. A lot of losses. And there are others who know that hurt, that pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, there were 3 years straight that we lost several people a year in our family.
Mm-hmm.
And we were used to gathering at Christmas Eve, and there would be 40 people there with the, you know,
mm-hmm.
with all the aunts and uncles and the grandkids, my cousins. And then it dwindled down so quickly. And I heard Mike Murdoch say, don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on what you do have.
Yes.
And I shared that with the family. Let's focus on each other. Let's focus on what we have and be thankful. And I think we have to do that, because whether you lost a parent, there are different losses. Some people have lost their job this past year.
Yes.
Gone through separation or loss of their health. Whatever the loss is, there's so much still to be thankful for.
Yeah, when you look at the situations around the world, there's people who are dying every night because of starvation.
Yes.
They're dying because of disease.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot to be thankful for. And as hard as it is sometimes, we need to look on the positive side of every aspect.
Yes.
Because God has blessed us to be in the land of plenty. Thank God we're still in the land of plenty. And there's people that suffer even in this land. But God allows us to be able to be a help and inspiration to those. So I would encourage them, look up into the hills which come with your help.
Yes.
Your help comes from the Lord.
Yes.
And He's there to help you through that whole situation.
Would you pray?
Yes. Father, I thank you today that we can call upon you. And Lord, we just ask that you would minister to everyone that's listening today. You know every one of their needs. You know their circumstances. And Lord, for those that are brokenhearted, going through pain and suffering, we ask that you would make yourself real to them. In some way, somehow, Lord, let them know that they are loved by you and loved by others.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, help them through this time. And Lord, may they continually, Lord, push forward to become all that you would have them to be. And Lord, we'll give you the thanks for it in Christ's name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen and amen. It is Christmas, and I tell you, favorite time of year, and it's all about giving. For everyone who supports in their end of the year giving, we're going to send you this DVD, Sessions Up Close and in the Studio. Different artists that you love will be on this DVD as they're recording the music that you hear at He's Alive Radio. More importantly, though, Stand with Christian Radio. It's so easy to do. Just pray and ask God what He would enable you to do. And there's really not a small gift in the kingdom of God.
No.
There isn't. And so give where you're able.
That's right. And so it's such a blessing, because not only does you bless He's Alive, but He's Alive blesses you back. And that's the blessing of it all. And we thank everyone who does give. And especially at the end of the year giving, get it in before the 31st, and you can have it taken care of for next year for your taxes.
That's exactly right. And the DVD will be yours, a minimal gift of $20. To He's Alive Radio. The address
right.
is He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. You can give right now at HeesAlive.net. And when we receive your gift, we get it directly back. That's a Southern term, directly. Right back to you. And I know you will enjoy it. Pastor Paul, thank you for being with us.
It's my honor.
And you pastor in Indiana, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
And the home of It's a Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart.
That's right.
That's right. Every year.
That's right. That's one of the things that Jimmy Stewart's known for, The Wonderful Life, along with a host of other movies along the way.
Mm-hmm. And you pastor Cornerstone.
Cornerstone Worship Center, 500 Lentz Road, overlooking the 422 bypass at Route 286 in Indiana.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.